Welcome to the onboarding playbook. If you're hearing this, you've just been assigned to a new customer and this is your 5-minute download before you open the repo. This one is different from the rest of the library. Every other playbook teaches you how to build something. This one is about the first 30 days and it is the most aggressive stretch of the entire engagement. Get it right and you've got the relationship for the long haul. We'll walk the four phases: blueprint, build, enable, and maintain. Here's the one idea to lock in. Onboarding starts at the diagnostic review, not at signature. And by the time you're in front of them for the first real meeting, the work should already exist. The research is done, the systems are live, and the blueprints for the first two projects are written and sitting in front of them. Their only job in that meeting is to say go. For years, our kickoff calls opened with 20 minutes of formalities. Here's how a sprint call works. Here's what an end-of-week recap looks like. That isn't a meeting, that's a document. Push all of it into a pre-read and spend the actual call on the projects. If a customer walks out of kickoff asking, "So what happens next?" you ran it wrong. Phase one is blueprint, and none of it happens in front of the customer. The moment your engagement team is assigned, you consume everything sales already gathered, the diagnostic, the SOW, the call transcripts, and the stakeholder mapping. Then you go deep on the business. Not so we can pretend to be titans of their industry, nobody buys that, but so we know them well past the website headline, their products and services, their positioning and branding, their competitors, and where this customer wins and loses against them. How the industry actually operates, the events that matter, and the people everyone in that world knows. Build a relationship map of every person at the company, including the ones who haven't been on a single call yet, and stand the stack up. Vasco, the Slack channel, the shared drive, teamwork loaded with the first quarter of roadmap projects, the transcript repo, the customer hub, and their dedicated support agent. 14 things, none of them optional. Signature to welcome email is 24 hours, same day if you can. Phase two is build, and it's really two meetings. First, pre-onboarding, a short deck and a 5-minute loom that go out before anyone gets on a call. The deck proves we did our homework. Here's what we already learned about your business. The loom covers every formality kickoff used to waste time on. And don't hand that loom to a synthetic narrator. We generate the script and the deck. You open loom and read it. The personal touch is the whole point. Then kickoff. Keep the introductions. They'll bring more of their team than you expect. But after that, get project rich fast. Hand them the blueprints for the first two projects. Ask what's broken right this second, because we're here to help this instant, not to plan. And before you hang up, book the blueprint greenlight meeting for later that same week, not next Thursday, this week. Phase three is enable, and it comes down to one slide. What do we actually need from you? Three things. Show up to the sprint call. Greenlight the blueprints. Tell us how to triage ad hoc when the queue gets heavy. That's it. Nothing else is required of them, and saying that out loud is what makes the rest of it work. Then walk them through the support system, because it's genuinely unusual and it lands every time. They get an agent dedicated to their environment, connected only to their systems, never shared with another customer. When they tag LeanScale in Slack, it works the whole thing up to prep our engineer, and it builds nothing until we greenlight it. Give them the customer hub, show them where active and completed projects live, and shortlist the agents. You may have 12. Tell them the four to dial in first. Phase four is maintain, and it's mostly about who shows up. The director stays close for the first 2 weeks, in the discovery meetings, shadowing sprint calls, real strategic oversight. Check in at 2 weeks. At 30 days, the director asks the primary stakeholder for 15 minutes of honest feedback. At 90 days, the CCO comes in, and after that, the director rides the QBRS, and there's a bar for day 30. Kickoff shipped. End of week recaps landing, the AI support system deployed, the GTM reporting dashboard live, every system provisioned, a clean roadmap, Vasco deployed, and two projects delivered. Two is a stretch. That's on purpose. Hit all of it, and it's $1,000 to the architect and $1,000 to the engineer. And don't ask for a review at day 30 just because you can. Wait until two projects are actually done. A review that says we've only worked with them a month is worth nothing, so start at the diagnostic, not at signature. Know the business past the headline. Get everything live before the first call. Show up to meeting one with the blueprints already written. Ask for three things and nothing else. Open the repo, read the agent's file, run the blueprint checklist, and go build. Good luck out there.